ओम शांति. Did you say Om Shanti, merge in Baba's love? Om Shanti. More love. Of experiencing love from human beings. Maybe this one, maybe that one, I like this one, this is better, this is good. Whether knowingly, unknowingly, many traps. It's only expectation, because the support, sympathy, see, human nature to feel very secure. So we got into so many relationships, trying to get love. But then it went further, and that is then with material things, possessions. Maybe I have a bigger screen of television will make me happy, or some more pairs of something. But we found that it was all illusion. It was really deception. Because only what happened instead of love, a lot of sorrow, a lot of bondages got created. When this morning Baba said that always remember that I am going to land of happiness, rather Baba said, I will take you with me and send you to heaven. 3-4 times Baba said, I will take you with me and I will send you to heaven, but you have to forget the land of sorrow. At least that much effort you have to do. So all this indicates that there is this very natural innate quality within the soul is love. Being embodiment of love, that's what one has to be. I have to be embodiment of love. When I am embodiment of love, then sharing is of love. And there is this natural, you can call it magnetic pull, towards Baba as one who is unlimited, selfless, unconditional, eternal love for every soul of the world. It never happens that from, if you see up, in subtle regions, once Baba showed me that there is all the navigation happens there, no? So it could never happen that, you know, like with other airports, when they see that a plane is missing, it's not coming on the map, it took off but not seen. Maybe accidentally landed off somewhere. So once it's out of it's not in radar, there is all confusion what happened to this airplane, or it could be for the ship. So once Baba was showing that how every soul is visible on Baba's radar, that means Baba's love, Baba's connection with every soul is eternal. But we get lost, very lost. But Baba's love still is there. And of course, when Baba talks of us as children, so hence I was thinking that, why did Baba choose us? No, there is a song, God, what did you see in me? But I also sometimes joke with Baba that you had no choice, no? Because it's our part, so if it's my part, he has no choice. But he said, no, I have chosen you. It's a part, but also how he gives us. So each one has to appreciate one's fortune. That is my part. Those who don't have that part, like today Baba said, following Srimad makes you elevated. You can be pure, but you won't become elevated unless you follow Srimad. So even if it's our part, it's our fortune, that we are able to experience Baba's love in all relationships. And most important to me, our love for Baba is because we are playing part together. You know? Many, many good things of intoxication for love is when I used to come, many of us, to Baba. And Baba used to say, like, every time this feeling of that I have to do what Baba wants, not only that, but I have to play part with Baba. So Baba used to say that when a businessman goes for business, so he, in his briefcase, carry all the best samples. So Baba used to say, be such a sample that Baba can carry that and show to others, be like this one. So there was a lot of deep determination, a lot of commitment that I want to be one that Baba can carry me. Or when Baba gives example of being right hand. Right hand lifts automatic, like it's so natural. Of course some are left handed, but it's so natural, no? Helping hand, holding hand, whatever way. So one of the special quality, a very special quality of right hand was obedience. And one time Baba, many times Baba used to think about, he had some thought, he will call. And then if I take 2-3 minutes or anyone, Baba said, you should be just at arm's distance. Shouldn't go far than arm's distance. That means stay so close to Baba. Like this Thursday Baba was saying, don't. But this is what Brahma Baba, just stay at arm's distance so that we listen to Baba's call. So always feel that at confluence age, our purity, our high level of thinking, it should match Baba's thinking. And it's so interesting that first it matches Baba's thinking, then it used to match Didi's thinking. There was this tradition that whenever we left Madhuban, so Didi used to be in Mama's room. I think some of double foreigners have this experience, so Didi will call and give quite a long drishti before saying goodbye. So when I came new, so Didi had to tell, just pay attention to this, do a little bit this, this is what Baba wants. And after a few years she said, you tell me now, what would you do? So I used to say, these are 3 things I would do. She said, that's exactly I wanted you to do. So we used to match. So they never had to tell us anything. It was just her thinking, my thinking. Then was Dadiji. Every morning, because they are the direct instruments of Baba, of God. Even we all are, but matching their thought also to become right hand, to become heir for the throne. That kind of very subtle alignment, a likeness is very, very important. So Baba's love, how much Baba loves us? How much? You have not done exercise since morning? How much? Spread your arms so the vein is spreading long, big, lot, not today. But now the challenge or effort is to stay merged in that love. So how do, not only when I sit, but our personalities should be such that people can experience that there is love, which is very special. One time I was traveling, generally I travel by Air India, because of nationality conscious, plus they are very, you know, they know Brahma Kumaris and it's, they really take care. So somebody was sitting next to me and says that, it seems like you are in love with someone. So I said, of course I am in love with someone. And then we were chatting, and one thing he said, because whenever you smile or you blush, like, you know, someone has love, the face shows that you are in love with someone. Because those who have experience of being in love with someone, you see their activity. So we also do actions, but actions merged in Baba's love. So that there is this natural feeling. Once a Muslim priest was sitting next to me, and he was traveling, returning from USA to India. It's from Lucknow. And he was trying to kind of, you know, once in a while find out what I do, where I live. And I was quiet, whatever, because I thought. Then in the end he said, it seems like you have connection with God. And then he said, I can just tell you from your behavior, or he said activity. So it's not question of we have to make announcement, but when you are merged in love, that presence which you can create of Baba. And that presence is not for yourself, but that presence is for many, many, many. Many times luggage is still coming, so I was sitting on chair at Delhi airport. So 1, 2, 3, 4 officers came and said, can we help you? Or no, I said, I'm fine. And there was some kind of turbulence there about luggage thing. And so he said, how can you stay quiet like this? You're not saying anything, you're not demanding. I said, if I do it, will luggage come faster? It will come, it will come. So they all sat around until luggage come. Can you tell us how you can do it? Can you tell us? And it's so interesting, it's merging in God's love. In other words, it's getting lost in God's love. And that when you are lost in God's love, one good thing is you are not aware of many things around you. This inquiry nature, curiosity nature, inquiring nature and curiosity nature of intellect. So one time there was someone from Israel, many, many years ago, he was guest for, I think we used to do some dialogues or something for leaders. So some or other he couldn't go and he had to meet Baba. We were a little bit like, you know, how will he take it? He was VIP. And so we had to allow him. We met Baba. It was in Om Shanti Bhavan. And next morning they asked me if I can chat with him. And when I went to see him, he said, God came last night. I said, really? How did you know God came? He said, only God doesn't want to know anything. He knows everything. So one of God's quality is no one who knows everything. Even Baba with children for communication, for sharing, He asks us, people go and share things on the stage. But that's all news, no? But when it comes to really about the souls, that I know that when I came, met Baba, Brahma Baba, in Delhi, first 15 minutes, then first time in Madhuban, I knew He knows everything, He knew everything. Fortune, part, specialties, weaknesses. It's not that, you know, when we say, when Baba says, no, I don't know, or whatever. But this is just like as we belong to Him. I belong to Baba, so Baba knows everything. And that's why when Baba, He created habit that could come and tell, share. But we thought that was just giving us some training. How to be honest, how to be truthful, how to be open. But that was just training. But I always felt, one time Avyak Babdada, you know, he used to meet in small groups, also individually. So he was, some of the blessings which were given at that time, when Baba, those days, you know, lot of VIPs used to come. You know, like Baba says, you all don't bring now, or, but lot good quality souls, maybe our focus was there. So Baba was, you know, talking, and I said, Baba, you do, isn't it? So why you have to praise us? And he said, when you go beyond the praise of what has happened or has been done, you become more worthy to be a good instrument. And one very good blessing Baba gave, as much you move towards stage of perfection, there will be more and more love. Everyone feel love. Since then I never, even before I didn't had I want to get love or all that, because I feel after love from God, what you want. But still it's family, no? So Baba says, coming closer to the stage of perfection creates love for that soul. So my effort is to move towards perfection, not just to say I should act in a way that you have to love me. Rather, I move towards that stage of perfection. So Baba's love is kind of unique, you know. It's like different. Others will share love in a different way. Brahma Baba, the love I experienced, he cared every child. His love was expression of care. But in care there was a lot of discipline, firmness. But also there were very small little gestures where he made us feel, I am here. I will take care of you. So this belonging. So love, but then love in action, right? Love in activity. And that is why every act we do will have its own beauty if you do it in love, for love, with Baba. Our perfection in actions is coming out of love, not intellectually. I remember Jagdish Bhai, you know, he was really perfectionist. So we used to go set up exhibitions at different places. Then he will say, so one day I was with needle doing something. He said, no, stitches are not good. I said, that's most I know. But his attention will go everywhere. And then when we, you know, Dari Janki comes, she looks around, why are you sitting there? Why don't you come? She makes everyone move, right? Because she wants to get a view of holy swans in a beautiful way. And that's coming from her perfection. So it's not an intellectual thing. But it is because God is perfect, and if you are doing with love, whether what you're wearing, where you're sitting, in your room, you are with Baba, no? One of the good things I have heard that Sister Santosh is not there. Chakradhari Ben was saying that she has this nature of, if you give her little space, she will create paradise there. So I said, how then? They were telling me, because it's the love of God. So whatever we are doing, everyone will say, this is wonderful. Whether you walk, whether you talk, because whose children are we? So love should manifest, merging love and emerging love. I merged in love. There was a saying that if you are working in coal mine, it's not possible to stay without dark black spots. So same is if I merge in God, then what will emerge? So that's what actually whole day we have to watch. Am I at this minute doing this in love for Baba? Not take it for granted. I'm doing it for Baba's love. But am I also using that? Because love is the energy when you are merged. Not only healing, but you feel very safe, very secure. But also when you are in action, then that's called soul is moving towards perfection. Perfection is not level of consciousness. Perfection is where you integrate consciousness and actions. Dharma Baba was example of, in every action you could see there was perfection because of love for Baba. So merged in love and emerged love. One time Baba said, you all have dharana, but it should be an emerged form. You are embodiment, but it should be an emerged form. Dadi Gulzar was in New York. We were very new there. And one time she had this vision that each one of us were sitting in little planes. Everyone had their own viman. So then Baba said, start. So some, they pressed the button and viman went off. Some didn't know how to do. So the message which I still remember, it must be in 82, 83, was that Baba was saying, everyone has faith and intoxication, but they don't fly. So some there, viman didn't take off. And that's how I mean that love is power. Love is a pure energy. What cannot happen and what we cannot do when there is love, thought in the love. So it's not just consciousness, it's not just feeling secure, but after feeling secure, what I did. So world service, any thought of service, emerging from Baba's love. So what I was thinking that remaining merged in love, but then how do I emerge love in relationships, in actions, in service, and when inner and outer both are integrated, then there is possibility to merge consistently. Otherwise we are merged in the morning, then we emerge. When we emerge without, don't emerge love. Since few days I had been kind of, outer way, in the sense of, little things people can feel belonging and secure and being cared, and but it's coming from the heart, because at this Thursday Baba said, drishti, just drishti of God's love, in God's love. So why we arrange these bhattis? So that we can remain merged. and then emerge. Because we are becoming deities, right? And deities are worshipped as gods and goddesses. So how our drishti, our words, our... I know that we are very much into organization and service and... I mean, all that is just structure you function with. But what about my personal journey? My personal journey is that I want to culminate it at the stage of perfection. No? Even whatever else one has to be. And that also, why not? You know, you should be skilled, you should have speciality. I remember a lot of souls at UN different places relate to us as BKs by saying, but you are in the world. Somebody I was talking and I mentioned something, and this person, but you are in the world. I said, what you mean? He said, oh, I thought you all are out of world. I said, but we are creating new world, how can I be out? I have interest in this world. My father has interest in the world, I told him. He said, what's your father's interest? I said, he is creator. He has a lot of interest in creating new world. So it's not that it's just spiritual, but how do I, as I say, creating that merging love, creating that presence, manifest it in so many beautiful ways. And that's why one thing I like very much, that when you are there, you love yourself too. I sometimes smile on myself. I said, oh, I didn't know you know this. And I tell myself, because it's emerging from God's love. So I keep giving good wishes to myself, sometimes congratulate myself by saying, oh, you had very good thought of love, you had very good this. So expression of love, merging and emerging. And I feel at this time what is needed are both. I think we are very good in merging, but sometimes we are not good in emerging. And if we do not emerge, we do not create that presence. Then our relationships also become like, okay, we are family, all that. But in the beginning, one of the beauty of Dadi's relationship was their godly love, you could see. Godly love towards each other. So emerging love in everything. Somebody was saying, Sister Mohini, it's very cold. I say, yeah, I know it's very cold. Why don't you tell cold to stop? So I said, maybe it's needed, no? Whatever weather is there, so all that is needed. No, no, just tell cold, please. So you talk to love, with love, even with nature, no? So one is my love, other is God's love. But God's love has a very, very magnetic power. Seems that Igunzar is here. Very punctual, before time actually. So we all will wave hand and welcome Dadi. Om Shanti.